Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 6th day of December, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today, you're going to have to punch in star 6. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 36 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we continue to get snow, and God, as much as I hate it, we have to have it. We have to have it. That's just all there is to it. You got to fucking put up with it. I don't know, freeze to death, starve to death, fuck whatever they aim to do to us this goddamn winter. I mean, this is unbelievable. Let's see what we're looking at here. Dems, Democrats. You gotta get Dems. Fuck, there ain't no difference in the motherfuckers. There's them and us. They want to destroy us. They want to kill us. Dems and Republicans, the false left-right paradigm that fucking, Alex Jones preached for 15 fucking years and then became the right fucking wing of it. We are not fucking goddamn party people. We're supposed to be fucking individuals. Read the fucking Bill of Rights. Individual free sovereign nationals is what we are supposed to be. We're not supposed to let some goddamn party or group of fucking people, you know, a goddamn clique, do the fucking thinking, write it down on a piece of paper. There's one thing there you kind of agree with. Well, I guess I'm a Republican. There's another thing over there with the Democrat. I kind of agree with that. I guess I'm a Democrat. I mean, just stupid! You won't save your own fucking life, you goofy son of a bitches. Dems lower voting age to 16 in cities. Pelosi once said it's important to capture kids while they're in high school. And I'm going to tell you right now before we even start this. This is because I think all the fucking adults in this country, I mean a big fucking portion, unregistered to vote. They do not have enough Americans registered to vote to try to claim that they are ruling with consent, because that's how they've been claiming it for the past 100 years since they at least since 1871. That's how they've been claiming that we have a right to rule because we got the consent of the people. Because see, you look at the voter rolls, and still they only had 60-70 fucking percent of the fucking people were not fucking voting. Nobody fucking votes. But they had that 40% and they made a big fucking deal out of it, and with their polls, until their polls were proven to be shit. They said, it came out like we kind of figured, the Democrats and Republicans, Democrats. Fuck Democrats, fuck Republicans, fuck Trump tards, fuck fucking goddamn Biden tards. You people gotta be one, your goddamn selves. Or you're going to lose this goddamn country. You better believe it. Just because you're too fucking cowardly and too stupid to hang on to it. You have more than the power. You're mighty. And you have the goddamn law behind you. Will you fucking do it? Oh, God, I don't know. I could break a finger now. You could get your goddamn head blown off, but goddamn it, the people who gave you that fucking Bill of Rights, they risked it all. They fucking left their farms. Some of their farms got burned. They came home. Their families were dead. Their fucking goddamn place was burned down by the fucking Tories. But they didn't quit. They would not stop because they know the fuck, they knew the alternative was fucking slavery. So when I tell you that if I would push that goddamn button, that we're promised mutual, assured destruction before all this bullshit we're looking at right now. We paid $5.5 trillion fucking dollars for it back in the fucking 50s and 60s and 70s. Remember the arms race, the Cold War? Well, that was all settled with, well, we got enough to fucking destroy the world fucking 30 times over. You got enough to destroy the world 40 fucking times over. Now that then they started the goddamn non-proliferation in the treaties to fucking get rid of the son of a bitches. And now they're starting the goddamn arms race all over again. How fucking stupid can we get? We do fucking nothing. Dems trying to lower the voting age to 16 is gaining steam across the country. I bet you it is. I mean, because they can tell you any goddamn thing and you'll fucking believe it. You know they're fucking liars, but God, it's so much easier. If you have to admit to the fucking truth, that's kind of fucking, that's kind of putting yourself to the hazard. You could get hurt. Or if you fucking speak your fucking mind and tell what the fucking Zionist Jew cocksuckers are doing, well, man, I could lose my job. I could fucking, and you do. I mean, I've seen actual threats from to people who fucking just listen to the goddamn broadcast or listen or read the fucking site. You'll lose your fucking job. You see, because we own this goddamn country. Lock, stock, and barrel, and that goddamn Bill of Rights is a supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, only fucking law in the United States of these Americas. And they are in gross violation to the point of treason and sedition. We have to shoot their fucking asses out of here. We have to kill them or they are going to kill us. And of course they want 16-year-olds. A 16-year-old, you know, they're well-read. They've got a lot of life experience. They know what the fuck they're talking about. Like them little kids on that goddamn video the other day. Some of them were like 10, 11 fucking years old, looked to me like. And those kids they taught them what words they want them to say, but did you try to convince me that those fucking kids understood one thing they were fucking saying? Because they didn't. They didn't have the life experience. They hadn't read. They weren't well read enough to fucking do hardly pass Dick and Jane. That's why they want this, so they can just have them on the roll. So you see, we got more Americans voting. Because on this last one, I think of every American that with any fucking sense wasn't going to commit treason and vote in a fucking foreign fucking election put on by a goddamn occupying force and be a fucking traitor to their people. And then they also understood because this vote by mail shit, man, this fuck, they'll make it whatever they want. 50.86. Come on. Give me a fucking break, will ya? The cities of Oakland, Berkeley, Tacoma Park, Hattsville, Greenbelt, Riverdale Park, and Mount Rainier all allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in municipal elections. Well, you can't, you motherfuckers. Well, you can let them, they got them committing treason voting in a goddamn election by an occupying fucking force. Because that's what this son of a bitch corporation is. This is not a fucking republic. It's a goddamn corporation and we're in the 14th Amendment. We're considered their fucking property. You dumbass, can you read? Can you fucking read? Boston is now trying to do it as well. The city council just approved a petition allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in municipal elections. How can there be a municipal elections? In 1984, all the municipalities were turned into fucking corporations. Weren't they? Go look at your goddamn charter and look where you went from a township to a fucking goddamn corporation. It's right there. And everything that the people had paid to build up to that point was fucking handed out at the Mason Lodge. Here, this is yours. You got the waterworks here. Here, you got the goddamn, fucking roadworks here. I mean, and they fucking, it was at the time of the 2008 and everybody, but they all had contractor's license and they are all members of the fucking local lodge. They weren't going to do it fucking out. They were going to live like you and me. That is their ground troops. It's always fucking been. We need to wipe these motherfuckers out. If we don't do it, shit, you know, I can come on here every fucking day and lay this shit on you. And it's the goddamn truth and you know it. It's like I was talking about, you know, fucking Bill of Rights Day. Some people will have the, if they're old or something, maybe that all they can do is stick a sign in the goddamn ground. But there's a fucking plenty of you out there that could do fucking far worse. And then leave a sanitized copy of the fucking Bill of Rights there to let them know why you fucking did it. These fucking corporations do not own us. You fucking cocksuckers, you think you own me? Come pick me up, you motherfuckers. I'll show you how much you owe me. Own me. Hmm. 17-year-olds to vote in municipal elections. It's unknown if it will pass the Massachusetts legislature. I'm talking fucking Massachusetts. Just the news report. The Democrat-led movement to lower the age of voting to 16, or in some cases even younger. You do not have a developed enough mind to make a fucking that kind of decision that's going to affect the whole. Well, it really can affect the whole country if the goddamn Bill of Rights is in effect. That's why it's hard to talk about this shit. There is no goddamn fucking. They couldn't have an illegal election even if they hadn't made two more fucking goddamn constitutions, turning this into a fucking corporation. They couldn't have done it because they lost. I mean, when they fucking breached their own fucking goddamn paperwork, the first fucking act they did, they breached, declared themselves our rulers. Yo, you fucking ain't. And you built a goddamn government without the consent of the people. You just stepped from one set of fucking tyrant shoes into another. Why in the hell didn't those guys back then kill them? God, I would give anything to go back. Just go back in time in the way back machine and just say, why in the fuck don't you kill them, son of a bitches? You know what they're going to do. The Anti-Federalists sat down and wrote it all out for you. Exactly. And they have followed the script to the goddamn letter. And then they put the Bill of Rights in place and you're supposed to fucking stop it because that's your way. You want to be a goddamn slave? Do you want them to be able to come in and rape your fucking daughter at will? Or fucking rape you, or fucking doing just fucking no fucking individuality whatsoever on this goddamn planet. That's another reason for their fucking DNA bullshit. With this fucking goddamn COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist shot. Which isn't the goddamn vaccination, it's goddamn, not genes, but basic building block. Come on, Henry.
Gene therapy.
DNA is what they're fucking with. They're fucking with our DNA, people. See, that's what makes everybody. There's I said 8 billion people on this fucking planet. No two alike. Why? Because their DNA is different. So if they could just get all the DNA, because you got these people that are, they're completely fucking, they're resistant. They're resistant to wanting to be ruled by a king, sitting in his own fucking shit. Why you bring fucking goddamn 2 pennies in, a little kid that's fucking already hungry, brings 2 pennies in to pay on, to give the tax man a line outside the fucking door while he's sitting there in his own fucking shit, drinking fucking wine out of a golden goblet and eating fucking goddamn grossly fucking eating goddamn whatever he fucking wants with the goddamn bishop's fucking hand on his shoulder. That goddamn church and that fucking goddamn monarchies are what the goddamn problem was in the beginning. And those motherfuckers, all of them, need to be fucking removed. You want to have a church? You, under the Bill of Rights, you can have a fucking church. You can have a church that fucking teaches your fucking doctrine to your fucking people, and it is free and clear of the fucking government fucking hand. But all the churches in this fucking country went 501c3 in violation of the fucking first article because it says they can't. They violated it. That cocksucker up there on the pulpit thinks, preaching that he fucking knows what Jesus wants and what God wants is a motherfucking traitor. A traitor to his people and a traitor to our fucking law. He should be arrested and fucking hung for his fucking crimes.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's why they indoctrinate the children. They change the textbooks and shit.
Well, of course.
And, I talked to a few of my neighbors. My neighbors told me that they're starting to figure this stuff out, that the Jews and the Zionists and all these, well, they call them liars. My neighbors call them liars. And the people still go out there and they still give their consent to this shit. And I said, well, that's the indoctrination, because they've been trying to push the lie for a long time.
Well, I'm saying that the people didn't come out this time like they thought they would. I know they didn't. A lot, I think that fucking, you stood back and looked at the situation. Who you fucking, they're all fucking, the Republic rats are fucking, and the Democrats are all shitting through the same hole. They're all fucking for the same thing. They want the fucking country invaded. They want you put down to a third world status so that they can look down on you. You can step off the goddamn sidewalk when they're walking up it because they're fucking royalty. Not because they can kick your ass, but just for fucking, because they control mammon and they can hire somebody to fucking back their fucking mouth. Hire them. I'll put a bullet through their head. That should be people's fucking attitude right now. Kill! Kill those motherfuckers! You have every right. They've declared war on you. They're killing you. They're killing you by the thousands with their death shot. And you fucking know it. And then the goddamn platelets bleeding. You know, they talked about this about, I'd say about 7-8 years ago they were talking about this. How if they make a shot, and then just the shedding of the shot would fucking make it so it inoculated everybody whether they wanted it or fucking not, and that's what they have fucking done. The goddamn fucking platelets that come off that shit will make you sicker than the fucking shot itself. The shot will kill you, but the platelets, I mean, they fucking make you fucking, they run your ass down, they fucking, and they cause irreparable damage to your body because they're attaching to your goddamn DNA. And they're fucking changing who you fucking are. They are fucking, and they, and when your body sees a little sniffle cold coming up, rather than just popping out an antibody to get rid of the son of a bitch, it starts reproducing the goddamn sickness. And then the more the sickness produces, the more it needs what would be antibodies being made by your RNA. It makes more of the fucking sickness and more of the sickness until it fucking kills you. They are killing, I mean, fuck, they've killed 20-some thousand fucking people, they admit. How many across the goddamn world? These motherfuckers, I'm fucking blown away. I sit here with the fucking goddamn largest army on planet fucking Earth, enough fucking guns and ammunition to take over the fucking Earth, and they won't even get up and stop a fucking pedophile. That is goddamn pathetic, people. I'm sorry. Victories while winning the support of lawmakers and activists on the political left, right, they... This is supposed to be a country of individuals. There's no left or right to fucking individuality. And the Bill of Rights is not written till it can be, like when, you know, well, that regime's going in. It's a democratic regime. Now we're going to have all of these laws for fags and queers and all this fucking shit. And then the other ones come in. Oh, this is what the rich people are going to get fucking a ton of fucking shit because they're going to interpret it this way. It's not, can't be. The bottom line is the rest of the fucking Bill of Constitution is garbage. And it doesn't fucking exist. It is a piece of shit that we accept. The people should have never fucking allowed it. We didn't fucking ratify it. We didn't even say they could do it. Just a handful of fucking criminals, the same fucking criminals that were running the goddamn colonies, got together. I'm going to be, let's name a king. That's what came out of goddamn Adams's mouth with the surrender at Yorktown. Let's name a king. Who the fuck are you fucking, Adams, to name any goddamn thing? Or your little group of fucking clique of buddies here, buddy? Your fucking merchants. Your richest motherfuckers in the goddamn country. And you went over there to goddamn England and you negotiated so that you could be goddamn lords in this country. And then you come back and fucking, the first act of Congress is to claim a goddamn jurisdictional authority over the whole fucking country and all the fucking people, everything you fucking own? And it didn't stop until December 15, 1791 when the fucking Bill of Rights was ratified into fucking law. And then when it was said, that made it against the law for them to have any kind of jurisdictional authority over you. You realize that, right? That's why it had, the goddamn judicial system is the first thing it had to go. They start bringing in these lawyers. What is a lawyer? He is an esquire. What is an esquire? He is a servant of the fucking King of England. Look it up. Just under a knight. So the people running this country, these fucking lawyers, are all servants of the fucking King Charles over there. This is the guy, this is goddamn, what was his name? I can't think of it. But this is King Charles. Fucking, he's ruling you right now, people. Through fucking currency, and you got the Rothschilds at the top, but you don't think that they're all fucking related and that they're all Zionist fucking Jew motherfuckers, you're wrong. And I seen a comment the other day, people said, you know, they're acting like it's just these Jews over here, it's all of them. And it is all of them! We will not separate the pepper from the goddamn fly shit. You're all getting wiped out. You will never exist on this planet again. You fucking maggots. You declared war on we, the people of the United States of these Americas, and on our fucking law and our jurisdictional authority. We will fucking destroy you. 17-year-olds. This is how desperate they are, people. I guarantee fucking to you here where I live that fucking... The fact is, so many people didn't come out to vote is what the fucking... It fucked everything. That's why they had to go back to 49-51. And I knew it as soon as I seen they were going back to 49-51. They ain't got no goddamn votes coming in. These goddamn foreigners, if they did take the votes out, they'd all be fucking goddamn illegals who can't vote nohow. But at least the people have put the fucking message forth. We're not talking to you anymore. We're fucking getting rid of your ass. And we can't, no, we can't do it through this fucking goddamn mail-in, fraudulent, scum-sucking ballot of yours. We ain't gonna vote your fucking asses out because you're fucking goddamn communist. And there ain't one way but one way to get rid of your commie fucking ass, and that is to blast it dead. You should have got out a long time ago, you motherfucker. You should have never came in. There was gonna be a kill-off in this goddamn world, alright. But the communism, I mean, just to say the fucking word to get your ass hung when this is all over with. Say goddamn fascist and want your ass go up the goddamn pole. Say goddamn capitalist and want your fucking ass go up the goddamn pole. You have fucking lied to us since we were fucking little children, you sons of bitches. We were born into fucking communism. And you fucking act like, you got George Washington, the father of your country, that fucking two-bit goddamn Mason piece of shit. They were all shit. And they had no authority to do what they fucking did in creating that fucking constitution. The Bill of Rights went to state to state to state, and it was elected representatives of the people that ratified it. It's the only goddamn law in this fucking country, and it is the law that is being completely, absolutely fucking violated with goddamn some son of a bitch with a pink crayon. And we don't seem to have the goddamn moxie to take out a goddamn queer. I was once this morning. I seen that where Ed Keach had commented. I'd seen it a couple of times. The American military, this fucking video, and I looked at that son of a bitch when Ed made it a comment on it. So I what the hell? So I clicked on it, and fucking, I'm telling you people, what I saw on that was making you want to puke. If this is who they're going to send against, what the fuck are you scared of? Go look at, I mean, don't let your kids look at it, because it absolutely contains fucking homosexual porn, and we went and checked, it's not marked anywhere, that for you, you know, so you can tell your kids they can't watch it, right in the middle of fag fucking porn. And this is a goddamn thing about our army. It ain't, first place, you're not our army, you motherfuckers. They may be extorting the funds, stealing the money to pay you from us, but you ain't our fucking army, you motherfuckers. Our fucking army would have to fucking stand up for the goddamn law of this fucking land, the supreme law, and they'd have to arrest these fucking criminals, these international corporate mafia criminals, And then we could all bust, well, hell, we just bring in the militia. We'd wipe them out in a day. God damn, what I fucking saw. Fuck. That's your fighters? That's the best you got? And then they kept showing the Chinese next to him, you know. Like where they show that fucking scene where I talked about it before. You know, they marched past fucking, you know, J-Ping, little prick, and fucking, all turned their heads at the same time. That's what they're showing. Well, goddamn, you know, fucking any core of fucking people, in a fucking, how many months would it take you to be able to march down the fucking street and just turn your head like that? And that's their big fucking claim to fame. They've whipped nobody's fucking ass. They're dumb motherfuckers. They're dumb motherfuckers. There's 2 billion of them being controlled by a fucking handful of goddamn capitalists. Remember growing up, man, and telling you, oh, it's communism versus capitalism. They're just jealous of what we got because of capitalism. Capitalism. It was capitalism's what it was, and they hate capitalism because they're communists, and communists hate capitalism. Well, these fucking communists that are just buying up our goddamn growing land in this fucking country, that's capitalism, people. They put banks into this fucking country. They've all been capitalists. All the way down to capitalism is fucking, it's goddamn usury. It's the Jew tool. It's to use people. It's to get money to make money. So you can make people fucking work for you. You have nothing vested in it except a signature on a fucking piece of paper and they send you the goddamn money. You do nothing but sign papers and fucking make phone calls. And you get the lion's share of a fucking person's mind who could fucking create fucking programming or, you know, it used to be that, you know, if you picked a good major in college, before you got out of college, if you were fucking kicking ass, you'd be getting offers from all over the place, a new car, and we got an apartment for you, come to work for us, this, you know, $150,000 starting out a year. Not anymore. They want stupid people. The more stupid people, see, the resources are under control and they've got enough stored up until they actually don't need none of us. But they're trying to play us one off against the other. So they're telling these people, hey, you know, you're the smart people. I'm going to tell you what, smart people. You know who the first motherfucker, if they got this, which they're not going to get it, we're going to have to kill them. We'll have to do, you're going to have to fucking just crawl up out of that fucking wormhole you live in, grow a fucking spine, and you're going to have to fucking kick their fucking ass out of this country because they're not winning. But if they did conquer America, you know who the first fucking people that when that iron hand came out of that fucking velvet glove that would be they fucking crush? The smart people. Because they went against their own fucking people. When you will go against your own people and you are smarter than they are, man, you are what is called a fucking threat. And they'll put you out in the goddamn fields. They'll let the peasants re-educate you. And you will live a life in pure fucking hell. We're gonna fight. There's enough Americans who will not give up their goddamn freedoms and liberties. We'll fight and we're gonna kick their ass. But you sons of bitches that did not go for us or went against us. You think you're going to stay here and enjoy the freedom that our people are going to have to die to fucking reestablish? You think you're going to get to stay here? You got some kind of thought in your fucking mind of that, in that brilliant mind of yours? Well, you better get it out of there. Because your fucking ass is a minimum. You're getting deported. And when we mean deported, you're not getting on a fucking barge. You're going down to the fucking beach and you're going to take off fucking swimming for that 200 miles to get out to where that goddamn international zone is so you can have your fucking admiralty that you went against us before. You all are going to fucking pay, man. That's just all there is to. You've caused so much fucking misery it can't even be calculated. And you've went along with them. You've went against your own fucking elders. Your elders have told you better. But this here again with this 16-year-old to vote. Oh, yeah, 16-year-old, man, they got the life experience. They're well-read, man. Yeah, they'll make good decisions for the country. No! Get your goddamn ass in your room. In the first place, you can't sign a fucking piece of paper unless I say it's okay until you're 18 fucking years old. Got that? Well, they said the communists, let the fucking communists say whatever they want. You can't. You get your fucking ass in there, I'll fucking put a belt to you, boy. I don't care how big you are. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. You know, when I put up the thing for the help from the people who never fucking helped one fucking time in their life, you know, I understand, man, that it's bad out there. How do I understand? I'm fucking living it. I'm living it in the hardest and worst way you can fucking believe. And we got three fucking people who had never donated before. You know, they gave, you could tell they weren't rich. But the rest of you fuckers out there, you want a fucking free ride. That's why you're fucking in America. You want to be able to go somewhere where you can speak your fucking mind, but you do not want to fucking help out. Are you going to at least go and put a goddamn sign up or go and do something and fucking tag it with Bill of Rights? Are you going to stand for the Bill of Rights? Do you stand for the Bill of Rights? Or just portions of it? Are you looking for a way that you could use it to fucking save your fucking fortune that you got so that you fucking took by fucking selling out our goddamn rights? If you don't want to fucking help, we'll throw it out. And we'll let them go loose on your fucking ass. And you can, and apologies to all, you know, because you know the first people who sent something, the people that always send, they'd already sent. But they give the same people, you people I'm not talking to, the only fucking decent people that on the fucking site. But the rest of you son of a bitches, you could fucking help a little bit. You fucking help the enemy. You fucking buy the weapons to fucking kill us. You buy the fucking propaganda machines to fucking take over all the goddamn servers and to finance fucking people like Bill Gates. You buy them fucking phones, don't you? Why don't you fucking, hey, you know what? Take that phone and shove it up your ass. Because you can find the fucking money for $1,000 goddamn telephone that you don't even use as a fucking telephone. You're incredible. But you won't stand with us. You won't fucking help us. If you don't, we fucking step back and you watch what they do to us. That's how it's gone every time that I've stepped out of this. Then when there ain't nobody there that's going to fucking point it out and raise hell about it, you watch where they'll fucking tear your asses up. You better get some fucking balls. You don't want to fucking help us? You better have a badass gun. You better have bullets and you better be ready to fucking die. And you better be anyway. But you're not going to get the goddamn truth nowhere else. And they are fucking strangleholding. If this goddamn thing with this fucking digital currency goes through, you realize to donate to us, you would, first place, we'd have to have an account, which ain't going to happen. And in the second place, you would have to fucking, they'd know everybody who fucking donated. You know, there's still tinfoil in a piece of, in a fucking envelope. Are you guys really that slow? Are you just fucking scared to be associated with people who say, we're gonna kill those motherfuckers because we have the right to, because it is our duty to. Anyway. Thanks a fucking lot. I that's all right. I borrowed the rest of the fucking money to pay the fucking bills, but I'm not doing it again. Dems lower voting age to 16. Oh, we did that. That's what we're on. 16. They went down 14. I mean, this is because the American nationals have listened. They have fucking gotten out of that. It was a fucking unlawful. It was an act of treason to go vote in a goddamn occupational fucking election. Now, there was no way that this goddamn corporation putting on this goddamn election is fucking legit in this fucking country or has any authority in this fucking country over the people or any part of the fucking country. They're fucking stealing it from us. And we're letting them. And the fucking, I don't know, maybe they'll send their queer army after us. I don't fucking know. Let's see, utility company lays it on the line for customers. Take the Orwellian smart meters or freeze. This is from Leo Homan, sent in by People for Life and Freedom. Leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday, Dominion Energy Virginia threatened to disconnect electricity to scores of homes and actually did disconnect at least half a dozen of the owners who did not agree to accept a smart meter on their house. Blacklisted News reported that according to Virginia for Safe Technology, based in Fredericksburg, the households are located in seven counties, including Pittsburgh, Fauquier, I can't read another, Prince William, Flavana, Albemarle, Henrico. Henrico, I'm certainly not like renaming our goddamn fucking towns in Mexican, ain't they? And spots of, I can't even say that one, counties. Customers swapped out their smart meters for analog meters and now are left without electricity. Jenny DeMarco, communications director for Virginia for Sale or Safe Technology, said in the press release, Dominion has crossed the line. When families taking reasonable steps to protect themselves and their children have their power cut off in the middle of November, local police and sheriff departments are escorting the corporation. No, they're not God's. That's what you get wrong. They belong to the corporation. They are the corporate fucking enforcers by fucking definition of the English language and by their contracts and by that union fucking badge they're wearing. They have taken an oath to the fucking corporation, okay? Department are escorting the corporations, so, and the government and regulatory agencies stand idly by. That's a pretty strong signal that our system is broken. Really? Did you figure that out, Einstein? It's not just broken, it's been hijacked. No. Quit it. I can't take it no more. According to the press release, the Virginia State Corporation Commission approved the statewide installation of smart meters in January 2022 as part of the grid transformation plan. I'm sure the state agency didn't consult with Milton Williams or any of the other folks who thought they owned their homes and therefore exercised some degree of control over what type of monitoring devices they devices get attached to them. Well, you fucking fools. Everybody's knowing you don't own your home for 20 or 30 fucking years. You just now waking up a little bit. It come home, see, it's coming to see you now. It's like I said, we'll just step back. We'll just step fucking back and just let it just come to visit you. The press release stated that Dominion Energy smart meters can emit radiation bursts up to 190,000 times per day. Health effects include ringing in the ears, leg cramps, balance problems, heart and eye issues, fatigue, headaches, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and disorientation. Children are the most vulnerable to the radiation exposure because their bodies are still developing and growing. Symptoms include headaches, persistent nosebleed, fatigue, nausea, dizziness, sleep disruption, ADHD symptoms, weakened immune systems and abnormal brain development. Also, if you live in a condo or apartment complex where dozens of these smart meters are clustered in a small area, you get a mega dose of harmful radiation. Now, the reason I just went on through this whole article is to say, so fucking what? Why did you write the article? What are you expecting by writing this fucking article? Huh? All the people, so? Do the people have the fucking jurisdictional control to fucking stop it? They have the guns to stop it, but you know they're not gonna. You're one of them. Or you wouldn't be writing fucking letters. They fucking, I mean, you fucking, all you gotta do is just think just a little bit. I mean, I'm just gonna put this, the hell do they call it, a scenario that could or could not be, or, I mean, it's just one scenario that could happen, you know, just something that could happen. Is it all these people that fucking have this fucking problem? A handful of them got together. And you know, it ain't gonna be November for the rest of your life. And it right when it goes to turn from winter to summer, shut their fucking electricity company down. And you could do it, and you know you could do it. You could do it easy. It ain't nothing to do. But you won't go do that, because that puts you at risk. I could get in trouble. I could get in trouble. So what you do is you write a fucking a letter like this to these guys over here, whatever, who in the fuck they were. And you, and well, so fucking what? You told me this here, and all I can say at the end of your fucking goddamn statements is, so fucking what? What are you going to do about it? You ain't going to do nothing about it, so there ain't going to be nothing done about it, so why are you bitching about it? If you wanted to, you could. The people that lived your generations before you sure as hell would have. Come fucking about goddamn April or May, then that company would be out of business because they fucking... All their shit. I mean, think about it. You ain't willing to fucking even take the sabo to them. While you're polishing your fucking $5,000 fucking gun, you wouldn't lift a finger to take a sabo. You're too afraid of them. God, I watched them fucking Mexican gang on the, and these films, they come in and they fucking, like, when they come in and all, they're all dressed in black. They got ski masks on. They got gloves on, black shoes, black everything. They come in a fucking mob and they'll rip a fucking place apart. They'll rip it all to fucking pieces. And not a one of them's identified. But you know what? That's where they come from. Go ahead.
Yeah, they write these articles, but they're not doing nothing about it. They're telling people, you live in shit, you live in misery. But they don't want to talk about the Bill of Rights. They don't want to talk about... enforcing that law to give us liberty and freedom. You know what I mean? It's like they write all this shit and they put it on the news and all this shit and everything's death and, they got to get their profit up higher and shit.
There you go.
Their money system, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like if anybody don't have a brain to see that shit and, like, there's only one way out of this. Like you said, shoot our way out. And I'm like they write all this shit and it's like you're not going to do nothing about it, though?
Yeah, all you're doing is, telling...
You're just going to write this and tell people and around the world, you're going to tell, and then people are just going to sit there and go, well, they told us, and what are we supposed to do? Well, you're supposed to have a gun. It's a birthright to have a gun.
You're supposed to hit back.
Defend yourself against tyranny.
This is what I'm talking about. I told you that, guys, this is what would happen. Now you got CNN. I seen a CNN. They have a podcast. And they're standing there and they're saying, they're looking in the camera and say, you have to believe what we tell you. That's what whatever this little fucking organization they put together that's going to decide what the truth is. The Ministry of Truth, how about that, has said, you have to believe us. And so, and all around that is built up these fucking sites. We have fought to fucking, to get some kind of realization out there of the fucking reality we're in here. But they've built up their sites. They want. What we have fucking worked to get, but they want it in a different text. See, if you take, they take in like this story here. Now listen here, how many clicks can we get off this story here? It matters not because, like you just said, this fucking story don't mean shit. You know what's going to happen about this story? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. Till the people are feeling it, and then they're seeing that the rest of the world's going, hey, fucking, so do something about it, bitch. Well, you want me to come fucking, am I supposed to come across the ocean or across the country to fight your fucking battle when you could fight it for yourself real fucking easy? And don't act like these thoughts don't, maybe you just can't get these thoughts in your head. You don't understand, you haven't seen fucking 1,000 times, you don't have the life experience to know how to hurt these motherfuckers. They live for fucking mammon. You hurt them, you make it fucking worth, well, it just ain't worth their fucking while. To fucking force these meters on you, and they will go away. But you just fucking write it down. And look at what happened to me today. Oh, gee golly, well, that's fucked up, man. It shouldn't have happened. That's wrong. Yeah, okay, next. And then the next day, I'm up here fucking reading another fucking article the same fucking way. And these guys are putting this shit out, and they're doing it. They got ads all the way down both sides of their fucking thing. They are incorporated. And so they've taken over the fucking, they had the goddamn broadcast system, people. And we smoked them on the internet before the Chinese took it, until it was given to the Chinese and they took half of it down. We tore their fucking asses up on the goddamn internet. And so they had to come over to the internet from the goddamn broadcast system that we couldn't get on. And now they've taken that over by the fucking Jews coming in with our own fucking wealth and buying all the fucking servers, buying all the fucking, the domains and all the everything, the fucking search engines, all this shit. They bought it all. That's how they can squeeze a site like this until only, I have people call me and say, well, I had a fellow just the other day, one of our friends that lives around here, And he tells me, he goes, I bought a new phone. I can't get the fucking trenches on it. I go, really? So, Laura's talking to him on the phone, and it's an Apple phone. And we know two more people that just got brand new fucking phones. I mean, I want to bat them on the head with them, but they're family. But we're going to bring those two fucking phones over here, and I'm going to see if we can just type in and get from the trenches. I bet you can't. You see? So this thing that this—I mean, this is why you see this outrageous shit, like fucking 16 and 14-year-olds going to vote, because we have been successful. I believe that a fucking shit ton of people quit unregistered to vote, and I bet the ones that did vote on that measure 114 here in Oregon, they was a pile. So God, it had to be big for them to go 50.08% and break it down that fucking far. I mean, it was bad. I knew it was bad that they didn't have the people they wanted and things. They didn't have the means for corruption that they wanted when it went to what a lot of these being called 4951, 4951, 40. How can all of them be 4951? Come on! Can you believe that? I mean, the different people in the different states, all of us are different fucking people. 49, 4951. But they even this one here, because we had mentioned it so much here, in the state of Oregon, they didn't do that even. It was like, God, it's like 50.08 was the win. I mean, points, bullshit! There's no way I'll believe that ever in my whole, in fact, I know better. I've seen the goddamn fraud. I've held the ballots in my hand. I've held unlawful ballots. Fucking what's supposed to be one of the felonies in their goddamn administrative admin. Held them, reported them to the fucking goddamn, election board. Oh, no, and I said, so you're just going to shove those in the bottom of the pie. You ain't going to do a fucking thing about it. That's right. That's what they said to me on the fucking phone. So I understand the corruption. I know how they fucking do it. I don't care how many ballots get mailed in. If everybody in Oregon would have mailed a ballot in saying no, they would have just created that many more ballots. There's no limit, and there's nobody watching them. It's like the money going off to the Ukraine. Nobody's watching it. They just create whatever ballots they need for their 5149, and then they'd have them in one fucking set of computers, and they'd have the goddamn, when people went to vote, they would have their vote, all these votes would be no, 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 no. But they'd have them all there in the computer, and then they have another computer with the fucking, the votes that they put together, I mean, that they marked themselves, they printed a whole nother set, and they would be 5949. One. You want to look, you want to count the votes? Yes. Sure enough. Hey, I want to see my fucking ballot. Really? Okay, go over this drawer here, get out your fucking ballot. Here's your ballot. Son of a bitch, man. It's bright and everything. No, it ain't. This is a simple goddamn con. And this is why they want a vote by mail across this fucking country, when they can't even have a vote. This is not a god. There's nothing. A goddamn corporation that has fucking hijacked a fucking republic. What even a republic? It's never been nothing. It's never been nothing but the land of the free and the home of the brave. And the goddamn Bill of Rights has been the only law ever in this fucking country. It was the only law ever ratified. The fucking goddamn Constitution was not ratified. Go ahead.
Yeah, and people don't realize they're on a blacklist anyways.
Like, exactly, man.
They don't speak out against the shit. Like, they have a Social Security. They got a birth certificate. Like, you can't hide from this shit. You know what I mean?
And you wait till
you have to shoot your way. People have to come together as Americans, as human beings, and say enough is enough.
Well, I believe people are. That's why they're going to this goddamn digital currency. Because then,
then buying up all the gold. I don't know if you saw that.
Exactly.
The Federal Reserve is buying up all the gold.
Yep. And then when somebody gets out of fucking line, they're going to have their just like in China. China's running this. Answer me this one. Why would the United States of America hand the internet over to communist fucking China?
They want to enslave people.
You're goddamn right.
Through the 14th Amendment.
Those are the worst.
If they can't control the people, they're going to do it, like you said, sleazy and sneaky and confuse people. They're going to try to do their best to focus their attention of what you're not, like what you're saying, they're going to try to do away with that. Like they've been shutting things down in 2011, 12, 13.
Yep.
I mean, they've been shutting things down. I mean, hardcore. Like you're talking about the smart meters. I had a fight with the PPNL and they told me because I'm a renter that I couldn't have no say over it.
Well, I got news for you.
If I have no say, then I got the second article, my gun. That's the only thing I have left then. And she said, well, you do whichever you have to do, sir.
Well, I got news for you. I don't have one on my fucking house. Every house around me does. All the way around me. When they came to the door, I said, get the fuck off my goddamn property. You ain't putting nothing on this fucking house.
Well, they said because I rent. They said because I rent and it's up to the landlord. Which, you know, that's another bullshit with the landlords and shit.
The landlord tries to stay as far away from me as he can. The landlord tries to stay as far away from me as I can. I have absolute control over my domain, I guarantee you. And I told them to beat fucking feet.
I have to rent, you know. I have to do what I got to do.
So do I.
I mean, but I mean, I know you're how you saying the suffering and pain. I'm suffering, and a lot of other people.
Oh my God, oh brother, I know. And I'm not getting down on you people. I'm not getting down on you people who are just too fucking poor. I'm getting down on the people that could fucking afford to help us that don't. And there are plenty of them out there. They do exist. And I mean, if you don't want them, I mean, fucking, I'll tell you what, look, they're coming at you right now, and they're coming full court press. And people will have, there'll be nothing in their goddamn way if Trenches steps down. Everybody that gets in their fucking, tries to get in their way on them other ones, they lose their goddamn, all that advertising up and down the things. Like we threw the advertising out, so that they could not control us. And we just went on pure fucking donations. And the fact that the site is in my name and I'm an individual free sovereign national, they can't fucking stop us from saying what we want to say. But they can. They've walled us in as much as they can with all algorithms. I mean, so it makes it so impossible for people to fight. I mean, I get emails from people, phone calls, and we're helping them get it and everything. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. When we first did From the Trenches, it went straight up, people. I mean, fucking, it was climbing right towards InfoWars. And fuck, when it got up to a certain fucking point, that's when I started getting the things from the advertisers. They liked us. I'd sit and talk with them for hours, the people that own these fucking businesses. And they let me know, I won't say their names, and I guess that's a part of the bargain, but they let me know that they were threatened if they did not fucking withdraw their goddamn advertising from us, that they would have their fucking credit ruined. And that's how they play the fucking game. So that's where we're stuck at here. We have, if the fucking Trenches goes up, the bills to pay. We have to fucking live. We got a right to goddamn live. I mean, we're doing the most important work in this goddamn country, in my opinion. I can't think of any more important work unless somebody would actually start fucking fighting. At any rate, man, enough is enough. You know, I've said what I got to say, and that's where it lies. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, the word of the from the trenches, maybe.